Good morning, everyone.
各位早安。
Happy Easter.
复活节快乐。
So good to see all of you this beautiful Easter Sunday morning.
我们很高兴在今天在早晨可以跟大家见面。
And it's great to sing about our Lord and Savior's Jesus, our Lord and Savior's resurrection.
我们也感谢主，让我们有机会来为他这个复活节的时候来向他歌唱。
Someone said that Friday night's Good Friday service was rather solemn and rather sad.
有人曾经提到说，我们礼拜五的那个聚会我们纪念耶稣的事，好像很心情很沉重。
But we need to look at the whole picture because Sunday morning Jesus Christ arose from the dead.
但是我们要看到整幅的图画，在礼拜天早上，我们主耶稣从死里复活了。
And this morning we will look at the empty promises of Easter.
那今天早上我们来看看复活节有关复活节空洞的应许。
In the days prior to electronic communication or 24-hour news reporting, news of great occasions were passed primarily by word of mouth.
活在我们今天用电子通讯室。或是整天有24小时新闻播报之前的时代，消息的传播都是要靠口传的方式。
In 19th century England, the people were anxiously awaiting news of the outcome of the strategic battle of Waterloo.
在19世纪英国，大家都很紧张的要等滑铁卢战事结果的消息。
Where the British forces under General Wellington faced off against the Frenchfoes under Napoleon.
那时候英国的部队在威灵顿将领的领导下正在跟拿破仑领导的法国部队在死战。
A signalman was placed on the top of Winchester Cathedral with instructions to keep an outlook in the sea.
一位负责发信号的士兵在温斯特大教堂的屋顶上要等海上传过来的消息。
When he received the message, he was to pass it on to another man on the hill.
当他收到讯息之后，他需要马上把这个消息传给另外一个人。
That man was to pass it on to another, and then on and on.
那他要把这个讯息再传给另外一个人，然后再另外一个人，等等。
And that way, news of the outcome of the battle was to be relayed finally to London and then to all of Britain.
那就这样，他们就可以把作战结果的信息。传回伦敦，然后传给全英国。
At long last, a ship was sighted, although on that day there was a very thick fog in the channel.
那一天英伦海峡充满了浓雾。
The signalman on board the ship sent the first word, Wellington.
但是他们终于看到一条战舰，在舰上传信号的士兵送出了第一个字，就是威灵顿。
The next word was defeated.
第二个字送出来是这个字是击败。
Then the fog closed and the ship could no longer be seen.
然后浓雾就遮盖了，就再看不见其他所送出来的那些字。
Wellington defeated.
传回全英国这个信息就是威灵顿将领所率领军队被击败了。
That tragic message was sent all across England and great gloom descended upon the nation.
这个悲惨的信息让整个国家陷入了消沉的悲观之中。
After a few hours, the fog was lifted, and the signal came again. Wellington defeated the enemy.
但是几个小时之后，雾全部消散了，然后完整的信号所出来的是威灵顿所率领的军队击败了敌人。
Now the full message went across the countryside again, and then the nation rejoiced.
那这一次完整的信息传遍了全国，但是这一次全国欢腾。
When Jesus died a cruel death on the cross, his followers were plunged into the most profound sorrow.
当耶稣在十字架上残酷地死了之后，他的门徒马上进入一个彻底的绝望之中。
Jesus had apparently experienced a tragic defeat, and the hopes of his followers died with him.
他们看到门徒只看到耶稣被对不起当耶稣在十字架上残酷地死了之后，耶稣 几乎是经历了一个可悲的失败。
But after 3 days, the fog lifted and the message came through.
但是三天之后，浓雾消失了。最后的信息是耶稣复活了。
Jesus has risen. Jesus defeated the enemy.
耶稣复活了，他已经击败了敌人。
Looking just at the crucifixion, Jesus' followers didn't get the full message of Jesus' mission.
耶稣的门徒只看到耶稣被钉死，而没有看到耶稣来世上要成就的使命。
They had to look beyond to the resurrection.
他们要能够看到耶稣死而复活之后的情景。
We do not get the full message of Jesus' life and ministry unless we get the full picture.
我们除非能看到这个整个图画，不然我们就没有办法看到耶稣想要传达给我们的整个信息。
We can become so familiar with the story of Jesus that we don't experience the staggering impact of his crucifixion and then the resurrection.
我们有的时候太熟悉关于耶稣的故事。但却没有经历到当初门徒们在看到耶稣被钉死而复活所受的极大的影响。
It had a profound impact upon his followers.
对他的门徒来讲，是一个很大的打击。
And sometimes we need to look at the resurrection through their eyes.
有时候我们需要从他们的眼光中来看这整个事件。
In one of the shortest chapters in his gospel, Matthew gives a stunning account.Of Jesus Messiah's resurrection from the dead.
在马太福音里面最短的几章，马太描述了令人震惊的关于耶稣这位弥赛亚从死里复活的事迹。
The resurrection declares who Jesus is, and who that Jesus is who he says he was.
他的复活就证明了他就是他所说他是谁的那一位。
That is meaning the resurrection is what brings ultimate peace.
那这就是他所带来最终的。给世人的平安。
It brings forgiveness of sins and reconciles humans to God and humans to other humans.
它使让罪得赦免，使我们恢复与神的关系，人和人的关系。
It brings a revolution that the empire could never crush.
它带来的是一场革命，是罗马帝国无法镇压的。
Matthew's concluding chapter climaxes the amazing story of Jesus Messiah.
马太福音里面最后一章描述了关于耶稣这位弥赛亚这个令人惊叹故事的最高潮。
What would be the end of the story?
到底这个故事是怎么样结束的？
Jesus Messiah is found missing from the grave just as he predicted.
就像他自己所预言的，耶稣弥赛亚的尸体已经不在坟墓了。
The angel announces his resurrection.
天使报他复活的信息。
His women followers are the first to witness both the empty tomb and the risen Jesus.
这些跟随他的妇女是最先看到空的坟墓和从死里复活的耶稣。
And then the authorities try to create a tale to counteract this miracle.
然后官员们试图制造谣言，想混淆神迹。
And all his followers now have a commission to invite people to enter into a relationship with Jesus Christ and become one of his disciples.
现在他的门徒有个使命，要邀请大家和耶稣建立门徒的关系。
Someone has said that the proposal that Jesus was bodily raised from the dead possesses unrivaled power to explain the true biblical and historical reality of that is the heart of early Christianity.
有人曾说耶稣因在肉身从死里复活使他拥有无可匹敌的能力在早期的基督教来解释真正的圣经和历史中的故事。
I recently came across a story that was told by Dear Abby in a response to someone's question.
最近我看到有一个人在 Dear Abby, Dear Abby 是一个美国报纸里面很有名的专栏作家他所回答这个人的问题。
A young man from a wealthy family was about to graduate from high school.
有一个在很有钱家里的一个年轻人就要从高中毕业了。
And it was a custom in this affluent neighborhood for parents to give a graduate an automobile.
在他们这个有钱的社区里面，惯例是要给毕业生一部新的车子。
Now, young people, it's not going to happen in your house.
年轻人在我们当中呢，可能在你们家里，你们父母亲不会让你们有一部新车子。
Bill and his father had spent several months looking at cars, and the week before the graduation, they found the perfect car.
比利和他的父亲已经花了好几个月的时间在看那个车子，终于在毕业之前的那个礼拜找到那个最令他们满意的这部车子。
On the eve of his graduation, the father handed him a gift-wrapped Bible.
毕业的前天晚上，他父亲给了一本包好的一本很好的圣经。
Bill was so angry that he threw the Bible down and stormed out of the house.
比利变得很生气，把圣经丢在桌子上，就跑出去了。
He and his father never saw each other again.
从今以后，他跟他父亲从此再没有见面。
It was the news of his father's death that brought him back home again.
一直等到当他听到父亲去世的消息之后，比利才回到自己家里。
As he sat one night going through his father's possessions that he was to inherit, he came across the Bible that his father had given him.
有一天晚上，他在整理父亲留下来的遗物，才看到父亲曾经送给他的那一本圣经。
He brushed away the dust and opened it to find a cashier's check.
他把这个圣经上面的灰尘把它掸一掸，弄干净之后打开来，才发现里面有一张支票。
It was dated the exact day of his graduation and the exact amount that the car that they had chosen together.
上面的日期就是他毕业那天的日期。他上面支票上的数字刚刚好是他们一起去挑到了那部车子的价钱。
As I thought about this story, I couldn't help but wonder how many people in this world have done the same thing to God.
当我思考这个故事的时候，我在想世上有多少人也是如此一样的在对待神。
Literally tossed aside a wonderful promise because they didn't understand it or they didn't believe it was possible.
他们把神给他们应许抛弃了，就因为他们不理解。或是他们不相信这是可能的。
In our world, we are taught if it sounds good to be true, it probably is.
在这个世界，我们经常听到的教导是一件事如果听起来不像是真的，那可能就不是真的了。
Many of us have been taken in by empty promises.
我们许多人曾经被空洞的应许欺骗过。
We are suspicious of anything or anyone that tells us that we can have something for nothing.
我们就会怀疑世上真有那个不用买就有的东西吗？
The world simply doesn't work that way.
这个世界不是这样子来运行的。
But you know what God does? God never makes a promise that's too good to be true.
但是你知道吗？神是可以的，神从来不会给一个不能兑现的应许。
The truth of the matter is that the world is full of empty promises.
事实上，这个世界里面是充满了许多空虚的应许。
We watch TV and the advertisement tells us that we can be happy, sexy, rich, famous if we only purchase a certain product.
你在看电视节目的时候，有很多的广告告诉我们，只要我们买某一个产品，就会让我们快乐，会变很富足，或是让我们能够成名。
I'm especially interested in the ones about growing hair.
我特别对那些广告说，你可以用这个药的话，我的头上的头发就会逐渐长出来。
But it's definitely an empty promise.
但是你会发现说这个是空洞的应许。
It doesn't take long before we're fooled enough to know that the world's promises are full of emptiness.
我们不需要太久，我们就会发现到说很多在世上的所给的应许都是空洞的应许。
But God is different. Instead of promises full of emptiness, on Easter, He gave us emptiness that's full of promise.
但是神却不一样，在复活节他所给我们的不是一个空洞的应许。而是一个空洞的坟墓。
This morning, I'd like for all of us to think about the empty promises of Easter.
今天早晨，我想与大家一起来思考复活节的空洞的应许。
There are two of them. Each promise is marked by something empty. We have the empty cross and the empty tomb.
有两个应许， okay, 每个应许都有一个空的记号，一个空的十字架，另外是一个空的坟墓。
It is the very fact that each of these is empty that assures us that God's promises are real.
就因为这两个都是空的，所以证实了神的应许是真的。
See, Jesus couldn't be held by the cross or the tomb, so we can be sure of the fullness of God's promises are true.
就因为十架和坟墓不能捆绑住耶稣，就使我们更确定了神在我们生命里所应许的丰盛。
Let's look first of all at the promise of the empty cross.
我们先来看一下空的十字架所包含的应许。
After the Sabbath at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb.
安息日将近，七日的头一日，天快亮的时候，摩大拉的玛利亚她来看坟墓。
Jesus repeatedly said that he would be raised on the third day.
耶稣不断地说过他第三天要复活。
We have to keep in mind that the Jewish calendar regularly counted a part of a day as a whole day.
我们要知道犹太人他们的日历的算法是把当天所发生的事算是一整天。
So we understand that Jesus was in the tomb for 3 days.
所以我们的理解是耶稣在坟墓里是待了三天。
Dying approximately at 3 p.m. on Friday, he was placed in the tomb on Sunday, before sundown on day one.
死的时候大约是在星期五下午三点左右。
He remained in the tomb all day Saturday, day two.
他的尸体是在太阳下山之前放在坟墓里第一天。第二天礼拜六整天是在坟墓里。
And from sundown Saturday until his resurrection on Sunday morning, that's day three.
从星期六夕阳之后一直到星期天的早晨便是第三天。
Thus he was raised on the third day as he prophesied in Matthew 16:21, Matthew 17:23, and 20:19.
所以他是照着他所预言的第三天从死里复活这记载在马太福音16章21节17章23节跟20章19节里面。
Let's go back if we can to that first Easter morning.
让我们回去第一个复活节的早晨。
It was early morning dawn, but the sun had not risen.
早晨天未亮的时候，太阳还没升起之前。
A few followers who were women were on their way to the tomb.
几位耶稣的门徒，他们是妇女，正在去坟墓的路上。
It was the tomb where Jesus buried.
耶稣被放在这个坟墓里。
The task before them was a sad one.
他们要去做的一件事情会令人一个很伤心的事情。
They were going to anoint the body of Jesus for his burial.
他们要膏耶稣的身体，预备他的葬礼。
As they come to the top of a rise on the path, they all stop.
当他走到路上一个小山头的时候，他们止步了。
Motionless and quiet, they stare off into the distance.
没有动静又非常安静他们注视着远方。
As you look at them, look off to the right, just outside the city, stands gruesome reminders of the events of a few days ago.
如果我们跟他们一起在看这个情景的时候你向右边看就在城外。
Do you see them?
你可以看到他们吗?
Over there in the glow of the pink sky on the top of the hill the locals call the skull.Are three crosses.
在浅红色的天空中本地人称为骷髅地的山顶上有三个十字架。
Yesterday, their Saturday was the Sabbath, so no one had removed them.
昨天才是安息日所以没有人拆下十字架。
So they stand there as a reminder of the horrors of Friday.
所以十字架就是提醒我们星期五所发生令人害怕的事情。
The day Jesus Christ was crucified.
耶稣在那一天被钉死了。
The cross in the middle, that's the one I want you to see.
在中间的那个十字架是我想要大家一起来看的。
That's the one where Jesus, the King of the Jews, was crucified.
那就是耶稣犹太人的王被钉的十字架。
Take a close look at it.
近前来看一看。
Look at the top of the cross.
往十字架的上面去看一看。
Those bloodstains were from the crown of thorns that were crushed on Jesus' brow.
血迹的斑点是耶稣的头被有荆棘的冠冕所压出来的血流下来的。
The stains at the ends of the crossbar, they came from the nails that were driven into Jesus' hands.
在十字架的横木上的斑点是因钉子钉在他手上钉痕所留下来的。
The main beam of the cross was soaked in his blood.
在十字架的主轴上满了血这些血是他被罗马士兵用有刺的鞭子鞭打出来伤痕所造成的。
Blood that came from the wounds on his back that he sustained while the Roman soldiers beat him with a cat of nine tails.
在那个十字架的主轴上是因为有那个兵丁用那个鞭子来打所留下来的血迹。
Blood from his nail-riven feet.
从他脚上流下来的血。
And blood from the...When the Roman soldiers ran a spear through his side to see if he was dead,
又从罗马士兵用矛刺他，我要确定他确实是死了。
Don't ever believe anyone who tells you that Jesus Christ was just faking it.
不要相信任何人跟你说他只是装死。
There is no question Jesus was dead.
没有任何疑问，耶稣确确实实的是死了。
The Roman soldiers knew it.
罗马士兵知道。
The Roman leaders knew it.
罗马的领袖也知道。
The Jewish religious leaders knew it as well.
犹太人的宗教领袖也知道。
Together they made up a lie.
他们串通了一起说谎。
The disciples stole his body.
他们说门徒把他尸体给偷走了。
Can you imagine 11 disciples overpowering a company of Roman soldiers?
你们能想象11个门徒打败了一营的罗马士兵？
Moving a huge stone and stealing the body of Jesus?
移开了一个大石头把他尸体偷走了吗？
Just so they could claim that Jesus Christ came back to life and they were willing to give their lives to preserve this lie?
就为了要让他们能够告诉大家他从死里复活了。
You see, Jesus Christ really did die.
你们看耶稣确实真的是死了。
That's the reason I want you to see the cross this morning.
所以这就是为什么今天我要大家一起早上来注视十字架的原因。
It's a place where Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died on Easter morning, and the cross was empty.
这是神的儿子死的地方，但是在复活节早上已经十字架上是空的了。
The cross was empty of Jesus' body.
十字架上再没有耶稣的身体。
But it was also full of God's promises, full of hope for you and for me this morning.
但同时也充满了神的应许，充满了给我们的希望。
The promise of the empty cross is that you and I, as Christians, are forgiven. Why?
空的十字架的应许是我们这些基督徒已经被赦免了，罪得赦免了。为什么呢？
It was on that cross that Jesus Christ paid for the penalty for our sins and the sins of the whole world.
因为在那十字架上耶稣已经为我们的罪和世人罪付清所有的罪债。
1 John chapter 2 and verse 2 says that he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins and not only for our sins but for the sins of the whole world.
约翰一书二章二节里面告诉我们他为了我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
Sin, now that's a word that's not very popular anymore.
罪这个字今天不再是一个很受欢迎的字。
It's a word that's not politically correct.
不是一个被认为在政治上正确的说法。
But the simple matter of fact is that we have all sinned.
但是简单的事实是我们都犯了罪。
Each one of us has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
我们每一个人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And the only person who's lived a sinless life is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
世界上唯一活着没有犯过罪是我们的主耶稣他自己。
Everyone else, including you and me, we've all failed.
所有其他的人，包括你跟我，都失败了。
So here's the problem. According to God's law, the wages of sin is death.
所以现在我们的问题是，照神的律法所说，罪的工价乃是死。
And because we've all sinned, we deserve God's just punishment.
因为我们都犯了罪，所以我们照理应当要受惩罚的。
We deserve eternal death.
我们应当得永死。
However, when you look at the empty cross, it's a reminder that God's promise that However, we notice at the empty cross, it's a reminder that God's promise is that we all who have trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior, we are forgiven.
但是当你看到那空的十字架的时候，他就提醒我们神的应许，我们以信靠耶稣基督为救主人，罪已得赦免。
God's word tells us in Romans 5:8, but God demonstrated His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
神的话在罗马书五章八节里面告诉我们，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
It was on that cross that Jesus offered His perfect, sinless life on behalf of each one of us.
就是在那十字架上，耶稣基督为了我们每一个人献上他完美无罪的生命。
No one else, not Mohammed or Buddha, lived perfectly and then offered their perfect life and love for our salvation.
没有别人，不是穆罕默德，不是释迦牟尼，他们没有活出完美的生命，然后为了你跟我献上他们完美的生命。
That's why Peter, speaking of Jesus and being full of the Spirit, tells us in Romans 4:12, there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved.
这就是为什么彼得当他被圣灵充满的时候，在使徒行传讲到耶稣时，他说除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名我们可以靠着得救。
And when Jesus breathed out his last, he cried out, it is finished.
当耶稣断气前，他大喊着说成了。
The penalty for our sin was paid in full.
我们的罪惩罚已被付清了。
Secondly, we're going to look at the promise of the empty tomb.
第二个，我们要来看空坟墓的应许。
First of all, the messenger, chapter 28, verses 2 through 4.
在马太福音里面28章2到4节里面，报信的人。
There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it.
突然地大震动，因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面。
His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow.
他的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如血。血。
And the guards were afraid of him, and they shook and became like dead men.
看守的人就因他吓得浑身颤抖，甚至像死人一样。
And after pausing to view the cross, the women continue on their way down the path to the tomb.
在他们停下来看了十字架之后，这些妇女继续向前往坟墓的方向的路上走。
And as they go, one of them wonders, who will move the stone for us?
他们其中的一位就在想，到时候有谁能帮我们把这个石头挪开？
They had good reason to be concerned.
他们的关心这件事情是合理的。
The stone that was placed in front of the tomb was a large wheel-shaped stone.
在坟墓前的大石头是一个大的圆形的石头。
The Romans had also sealed it, so no one was allowed to move it without permission.
罗马的官员把坟墓封了，除了有他们的批准之外，是不能移开这个石头的。
The women suddenly feel an earthquake.
这些妇女突然感觉到一个大地震。
Frightened, they look at each other and they don't really know what to do.
他们非常的害怕，互相看一看，对看一下，但不确定他们要怎么办。
After a few moments, things settle down and seem to be normal, so they go back on their way.
过了一会儿，似乎一切恢复了正常，他们就继续往前走。
And as they approach the burial site, they're still wondering about what had happened when they come upon something that is even more remarkable.
当他们到了坟墓的时候，他们还在惊叹到底什么事发生了。但是他们看到了另外一个更令人吃惊的事情。
While not uncommon in this region, the second earthquake surrounds the supreme supernatural event, which is the resurrection of Jesus.
虽然在这个地区不算太不寻常，但第二个地震是因为耶稣复活时所产生的一个超自然的至高的现象。
A Bible scholar is quoted as saying, "The earth which trembled with sorrow at the death of Christ leaped for joy at his resurrection."
有个圣经的学者曾经说过，地因耶稣死的时候悲哀而震动，但是为了他复活跳跃而快乐。
And what is really neat is the shock of the angelic visitation. With that, the soldiers became like dead men.
是从天使的出现而震惊，士兵害怕的像是死了一样。
Bible scholar Donald Hagner points out to this is inescapable irony.
圣经一位学者名叫 Donald Hagner， 他指出一个不能理解的困惑。
The ones assigned to guard the dead themselves appear as dead men, while the dead one has been made alive.
那些被派去看守着死人的看起来像死人，那些原来是死的却已经复活了。
I like that because God has a real sense of humor.
我很喜欢他所说的，因为神确实有的时候很有幽默感。
And let's look at the message of the resurrection.
那我们来看一看，这个，复活的这个信息。
Matthew 28 verses 5 through 7.
在马太福音二十八章五到七节里面。
And the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified."
天使对妇女说，不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣。
He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay.
他不在这里，照他所说的，他已经复活了。你们来看安放主的地方。
Then go quickly and tell the disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.
快去告诉他的门徒说，他从死里复活了，并且在你们已先往加利利去，在那里。你们要见他，看哪，我已经告诉你们了。
The angel goes on to announce the empty grave. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay.
天使告诉他们为什么坟墓是空的。他不在这里，照他所说的，已经复活了。来看安放他的地方。
While other stories were invented to try and cover up the truth, God's word of revelation through the angel tells us the real story.
虽然会有人发明故事想要遮盖事实，神启示的言语借着天使告诉了我们事实的真相。
Jesus has indeed been risen from the dead.
耶稣确实是从死里复活了。
Jesus had risen.
耶稣复活了。
He was alive.
他真的是活了。
The tomb was empty.
坟墓是空的。
And what a tremendous promise that holds for all of us this morning.
这是一个多么大的应许。
Max Lucado, the author that many of you know, wrote, The stone was moved not for Jesus, but for the women.
Max Lucado, 一个很有名的作者，大家可能也听说过，他曾经写过，石头被挪开，并不是为了耶稣，而是为了那些妇女。
Not so the women could come out, but so the women...Not so Jesus could come out, but so the women could look in.
不是为了让耶稣可以出来，而是让妇女可以向里面看。
Now his tomb stands empty.
现在他的坟墓是空的。
An empty tomb, which has become the foundation upon which our faith is built.
空的坟墓就变成我们信心所能够建立的一个基石。
An empty tomb, a sign for us that God's plan of salvation is now complete.
空的坟墓对我们来说就是神救恩计划完成的一个信号。
An empty tomb which stands as an unshakable testimony that Jesus of Nazareth is who he says he was.
空的坟墓就见证了拿撒勒人耶稣确实是他所说他是谁的那一位。
Our Jesus is the Savior. He is the one who is the Savior of all who believe.
他是神的儿子也是所有信徒的救主。
And because of that empty tomb, the world has never been the same.
也就因为这个空坟今天这个世界再也不一样。
Just think about your life this morning. Knowing Jesus Christ has risen from the dead has changed everything about you. That's why you're here this morning.
我们可以思想一下我们自己的生命就是因为耶稣从死里复活是不是今天你的生命跟以前不一样。
For in the fact of the empty tomb is the truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
因为空坟的这个事实使我们知道耶稣基督复活确实是真的。
And a promise to every one of us that we too will be raised to eternal life.
也是一个对我们每一位的应许，我们有一天也要跟他一样复活，有永生。
And to those of us who know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, death has lost its sting.
对我们这些已经相信耶稣为我们救主主跟救主的，死已经失去了他的毒钩。
It is no longer to be feared.
我们也不需要再害怕死。
What fear is there when we have a promise that one day we will live forever with Jesus Christ in heaven?
当我们知道有一天我们要与他在天堂永远活着，我们还有什么好害怕的呢？
A father and a son were traveling down a country road one afternoon in the spring when suddenly a bee flew into the window.
在春天的时节，有一对父子在乡村的道路上开车，突然有一只蜜蜂从窗口飞进来。
Being deathly allergic to bee stings, the boy began to panic.As the bee began to buzz around inside the car.
小孩子因为对蜂刺会敏感，甚至会导致他的死亡。小男孩马上开始惊慌失措。
Seeing the horror on the child's face, the father reached out and caught the bee in his hand.
看到小孩一脸惊恐的样子，父亲马上把蜜蜂一把就抓在手里。
Soon he opened up his hand and the bee began to buzz around again.
但是很快他把手一放开，这个蜜蜂又到处乱窜起来。
Again, the boy began to panic.
小孩子又变得惊慌失措。
The father reached over to his son and opened up his hand, showing him the stinger that was still in his palm.
父亲靠到孩子身边，打开他的手，让他看到蜜蜂的刺在他的掌心上。
Relax, son, the father said.I took the sting and the bee cannot hurt you anymore.
父亲跟他说，孩子不要紧张，刺在我的手上，他不能再害你。
The empty tomb is God's way of saying to us, relax, my child, I took the sting and death cannot hurt you anymore.
空坟是神用的一个方式，在告诉我们，孩子们不要紧张，刺在我身上，死亡不能再害你。
Why was the tomb empty?
为什么坟墓是空的？
Because Jesus was alive and the angel said, he is risen.
因为耶稣已经活了，天使说他复活了。
And the promise to us is that we too can live again, even if we die. Hallelujah.
对我们的应许就是我们即使死了，也还会再活。Hallelujah.
And as we learn to view life through the empty tomb, it puts everything else into perspective.
当我们借着空坟来看生命的时候，我们对所有的事情的看法会全然改观。
Our career takes an eternal perspective so that we can put our priorities of time and finances and success in line with God's will for our lives.
我们对我们的职业会有一个永恒的视角，我们会把时间、金钱和成功的先后次序照着神在我们生命的旨意来安排。
Likewise, our marriage becomes a shared life with a fellow disciple of Jesus as we support each other to fulfill our individual calling from God as well as our calling as a couple.
同样，我们的婚姻会成为一个共同与配偶分享做耶稣门徒，为要完成神对我们个人或夫妻的呼召的一个婚姻。
Similarly, whether it is an illness of our parents or the death of a child or our own sudden battle with cancer, the empty tomb puts everything into perspective.
相同的，不管我们双亲的疾病，我们小孩的死亡，或是我们与癌症征战，空的坟墓让我们对忧伤会有不同的认知。
We know that because Jesus lives, we can face tomorrow, we can plan for eternity.
我们知道因为耶稣活着，我们可以面对明天，也会做永恒的计划。
The greatest importance of the resurrection is not in the past, Christ arose, but in the present, Christ is risen.
耶稣复活的重要性不在于过去，耶稣曾经复活，但是现在耶稣复活了。
Now, if I say anything this morning that you agree with, you can say amen if you'd like to.
如果今天早上我所说的任何你同意的话，你可以说阿门。
Help me out here a little bit, okay?
帮助我一下。
The angel at the tomb asked the women, as recorded in the Gospel of Luke, why do you seek the living among the dead?
记载在路加福音里面，天使在坟墓里问这些妇女，为什么你们在死人中找活人？
Same question could be asked today.
我们今天可以问同样的问题。
If only we didn't keep Jesus Christ mummified in a casket labeled the History Channel.
如果我们没有把耶稣的身体做成像个木乃伊放在棺木里，在历史的电视节目里面放映的话，
He would set our lives in the world of fire as powerfully as he did 2,000 years ago.
他会把我们的生命和整个世界点起火来，这个力量会大得像2000年前一般。
And a new pagan world in which we live today would take notice, they would rub its eyes and wonder and be converted the second time.
我们这个不幸的世代会坐起来注意到，揉他们的眼睛，他们会惊奇，会再次相信。
And that's the power of the resurrection.
这就是复活带来的大能。
And that power gives us great boldness as we go out taking the gospel into the world and committing our lives to the Great Commission.
这个能力会让我们勇敢地把福音的信息传给这个世界。
And finally, let's look at the Master, Matthew chapter 28, verses 8 through 10.
最后我们来看一下我们的主。
So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples.
妇女们就急忙离开坟墓，又害怕又大大的喜乐，跑去要报给他的门徒。
And suddenly Jesus met them. Greetings, he said, and they came to him and clasped his feet and worshipped him.
忽然耶稣遇见他们说，愿你们平安，他们就上前抱住他的脚拜他。
Then Jesus said to them, Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me.
耶稣对他们说，不要害怕，你们去告诉我的弟兄，叫他们往加利利去，在那里必见我。
So after the angel had spoken to the women, they immediately obeyed and went on their way to report back to the apostles what had happened.
天使对妇女说完了这些之后，他们马上顺服，回去向使徒们报告所发生的事情。
And on their way back with this incredible news, they met their Savior Jesus Christ and they worshipped him.
当他们把这几乎不可置信的消息带回来的时候，耶稣他们的主在路上与他们相遇，他们就拜他。
And off in the distance stood the empty cross. It was a promise that our sins were given.
在远处有那个空的十字架，我们罪得赦免的应许。
At the end of these women's journey was the empty tomb. That's the promise that we have of eternal life.
在他们旅途走到终点的时候，有这个空的坟墓，永生的应许。
Now I found this last illustration just for our church.
我找到这个故事，那就是讲给我们教会里面人听而已。
Here's an interesting story about Pepsi and the afterlife.
这里有一个关于百事可乐跟来世的一则很有趣的新闻。
It is said that a number of misconceptions can come when trying to translate one concept from one language to another.
当我们要把一个概念翻成另外一个语言的时候，常常会出差错。
The Pepsi-Cola company found this out when they were trying to mount an advertising campaign in Taiwan.
百事可乐发现在台湾的广告正是发生如此的事情。
The slogan was supposed to read, "Come alive with the Pepsi generation."
广告词的意思是跟着百事可乐世代一起活过来。
Unfortunately, when it was translated into Chinese, it said, "Pepsi will bring your ancestors back from the dead."
但是当它翻成中文的时候，变成百事可以把你的祖宗带回来。
Needless to say, those advertisements were canceled because even Pepsi couldn't live up to those kinds of claims.
当然不用说，这个广告被取消了，即使百事可乐也不能做到这广告词里面所说。
You see, the resurrection from the dead is only possible through Jesus Christ.
我们要知道，从死里复活只有借着耶稣基督才可能成就。
Have you ever thought just why the tomb was empty?
你有没有想过为什么这个坟墓是空的吗？
It was empty because Jesus Christ was alive.
它是空的，因为耶稣活了。
Remember what the angel told the women? He is risen.
记得天使告诉妇女什么吗？他复活了。
And the promise of that empty tomb is what we also can have after we die.
空坟的应许就是我们死了之后，我们也可以活着。
The promises that the women discovered that day can be yours and mine today.
那天妇女们所得的应许，你今天也可以有。
You too can have forgiveness of sins.
你也可以经历到赎罪的自由。
You too can have the promise of eternal life in heaven.
你也可以经历到在天国有永生的应许。
You too today can know Jesus Christ as your Savior.
你今天也可以认识耶稣基督做你主和你个人的救主。
And for those of us who know Jesus Christ, there's nothing more wonderful in this whole world.
让我们这些信主的人在世界上没有什么任何其他事情比这个更奇妙。
I think at Easter, more than any other time of the year, we realize that God has made all sorts of outlandish promises.
我想在复活节的时候，多过一年中的任何其他的日子，我们要了解神对我们有做过很多很奇怪的应许。
His promises are so outlandish that we can't even bring ourselves to believe them.
有时候实在太奇怪了，让我们几乎不能相信是真的。
Or can we?
是吗？
This morning we have heard about the promises that God has made to us. The promise of forgiveness of sins.
今天早上我们听到关于神他所做的应许，应许我们罪得赦免。
The promise of eternal life through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
借着我们与基督的关系得着永生的应许。
And my question for you this morning is, will you take Jesus Christ at his word?
今天早上我给大家的一个问题是，你愿意接受他告诉你的吗？
If so, listen to this final promise that's found in Romans chapter 10 and verse 13.
如果你愿意，这是他最后的一个应许，在罗马书十章十三节里面。
Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
因凡求告主名的人就必得救。
This morning, if you've never accepted God's promises for your life, He has made a way for you to have a fulfilling life of purpose and peace.
今天早上，如果你还没有接受神给你的应许，他已经为你预备了一条让你生命充满意义和平安的道路。
Don't wait another day to know the joy that you can have with Jesus Christ through eternal life.
不要再等待，现在你就可以经历到耶稣基督里的永生。
This morning, if you want to know Christ and you don't know Him, please speak to one of the leaders in our church.
如果今天早上你想要知道怎么样能够得到这个永生，你可以跟我们教会里面任何一个会员跟他们来讨论。
And we'll be glad to take the Bible and show you how you can become a Christian.
我们可以从圣经里面来跟大家分享我们怎么样能够得到基督里面的永生。
It's my prayer that God would truly bless you and all those that you love on this Easter 2012.
我相信主会在今年的复活节祝福你们和你们所爱的人。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you, Lord, for our people.
慈爱天父，我们为我们的在此聚会的人，我们感谢你。
You blessed us with a wonderful church family.
我们求你来祝福我们教会的所有的会员们。
Help us, God, to love each other as you have loved us.
求主帮助我们互相相爱，就像你爱我们一样。
Help us, God, to have a a desire, Lord, to go out with the wonderful message of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
求主帮助我们有这个渴望，要把我们所知道的这个信息传给所有的人。
Lord, it's through you that we can have life and have life more abundant.
我们知道是借着你，我们才有生命，而且有丰盛的生命。
We as Christians praise you and we commit our lives to you, Lord, to live our lives to the fullest for your honor and glory.
我们这些基督徒，我们愿意来荣耀你的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉耶稣名求。
Amen.
Amen.
As we sing this next song, if you feel God's tug on your heart to give your life to Him or to talk to someone about it, please feel free to come up to the altar. It is always open. Just come lay your life down at His feet or seek out pastor or one of the other elders in the church. Don't let today go by without knowing Him. Before it's too late. Will you stand with us as we sing Because of Your Love? And I'm sorry this isn't translated, but it is a great song for Easter because we are just praising Him and thanking Him for His love for us. So just sing out if you know it, and if you don't, follow along and just clap and enjoy this final song of celebration.
现在是我们奉献的时候，如果你还没有信主，或者是不知道奉献的意义的话，请把。